As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Thank you. You've been listening to Bela Fleck and Cora Master Tumani Diabate and Cowandog Sissoko, taken from a new duo album, The Ripple Effect, available March 27th. The album is part of a complete film and music set that includes the Throw Down Your Heart, The Complete Africa Sessions. For those that don't know, the 2008 film captures Bela's trip to Africa in search of the banjo's roots. It's quite a feat, an excellent film, and this duo record is a must listen. Go to BelaFleck.com for more details. Greg Loy Kano of the Mother Hips continues to release cool tunes ahead of the release of another full-length solo record, Mystic Traces, in May. The latest is Animal Clouds, which, according to Greg, was one of the first tracks they started on in studio in Ojai, California, but one of the last to be completed. Produced by Scott Hirsch of Hiss, Golden Messenger, this beautiful tune also features Kyle Field on guitars, Mikkel Jorgensen on synthesizers, Brendan Willing on bass, and Aaron Sidney on drums. Have a listen.
So I walk down to the water, stare up at the animal clouds, shape shifting before my eyes, and I wish I could move that way across the morning sky and get away from all these lies. Getting so
That was Greg Loy Kano with Animal Clouds off his soon-to-be-released record, Mystic Traces. We'll have Greg on the show closer to album release in May. Another great singer-songwriter we have a ton of time for is acclaimed artist Jonathan Wilson. He released his fifth solo record, Dixie Blur, on March 6th, and it's an absolute masterpiece. It has all the things I love in a great record. Beautiful songs, gorgeous musicianship, and a little bit of sonic nostalgia. Have a listen to 69 Corvette now, and when you have a chance, listen to the entire record. That was 69 Corvette from Jonathan Wilson. Seriously, you need to check out Dixie Blur when you have a chance, and don't be surprised if this record makes it to one of the many best of 2020 lists by year's end. Let's really change gears now and have a listen to Talk's first brand new studio recording since their last album, Shapeshifter 2, Outbreak. No word yet on a full-length record from these guys, but we dig all the twists and turns of this, well, progressive, funk, electronic kind of band, And certainly Come On Now is no different. Oh, and pay close attention. There's a subtle nod to the Beatles' She Said, off the top and at the end.
Thank you.
That was Come On Now from Talk. The band is on the road with several dates, including a trip to Reykjavik, Iceland towards the end of March. That's pretty cool. For more, visit talkband.com. Joe Russo's Almost Dead continue their touring ways with stops in Grand Rapids, Madison, and two nights in St. Louis this week. Have a listen to this Hot Scarlet Fire, taken from the surprise soundcheck at the Capitol Theater just before their show, February 22nd.
Thank you.
very hot Scarlet Fire from Joe Russo's Almost Dead from their February 22nd soundcheck at the Capitol Theater. Before we leave you, the surviving members of the Allman Brothers Band, known for a one-off 50th anniversary event as The Brothers, will take the stage at Madison Square Garden March 10th, 2020. The one-night celebration at Madison Square Garden features Jamoy, Warren Haynes, Derek Trucks, Oteil Burbridge, Mark Quinones, Dwayne Trucks, Reese Winans, and special guest Chuck Laval. Let's go back now to the last time the band performed as the Allman Brothers Band, with Greg Allman and Butch Trucks still very much alive, October 28th, 2014. Here is the last song they played together, Trouble No More.
Been listening to Seven Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haverman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at Ira Haverman or at the Sound Media. Thank you for listening.